brought to you by Penguin.
Who Killed My Father? By Edouard Louis. Read by Edouard Louis. For Xavier Dolan. If this were a text for the theater, here is how it would begin. A father and son stand a few feet apart in a vast empty space. That space could be a wheat field, an abandoned factory, the laminated floor of a school gym. Maybe it's snowing. Maybe the snow slowly buries them until they disappear. The father and son almost never look at one another. The son is the only one to speak. At first, he reads aloud from a sheet of paper or a screen. He addresses his father, but his father doesn't seem to hear. We don't know why not. Although they stand close together, neither can reach the other. Sometimes they touch. They come into physical contact, but even in these moments, they are apart. The son speaks, and only the son, and this does violence to them both. The father is never allowed to tell his own story, while the son longs for a response that he will never receive. 1. When asked to define what racism means to her, the American scholar Ruth Gilmore has said that racism is the exposure of certain population to premature death. The same definition holds with regard to male privilege, to hatred of homosexuality or trans people, to domination by class, to social and political oppression of all kinds. If we look at politics as the government of some living people by other living people, as well as the existence of individuals within communities not of their choosing, then politics is what separates some populations whose lives are supported, nurtured, protected from other populations who are exposed to death, to persecution, to murder. Last month, I came to see you in the small northern town where you have been living. The town is ugly and grey. The sea is just a few miles away, but you never go. I hadn't seen you in a few months, a long time. At first, when you opened the door, I didn't recognize you. I looked at you. In your face, I read the signs of the years I'd been away. Later, the woman you live with explained that by now you can hardly walk. She also told me that when you sleep, you need a breathing machine or else your heart will stop. It can't beat without assistance, without the help of a machine. It doesn't want to. When you got up to go to the bathroom, just walking the 30 feet there and back left you winded. I saw for myself you had to sit and catch your breath. You apologized. These apologies are a new thing to me. I have to get used to them. You told me that you suffer from an acute form of diabetes and from high cholesterol, that you could have a heart attack at any moment. As you were telling me all this, you ran out of breath. Your chest emptied of air as though it had sprung a leak. Even talking required too intense, too great an effort. I saw you struggling with your body, but I pretended not to notice. The week before, you had had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?